What I try to do is to help people understand that although Finland is a small nation, we are 6 million people, and the United States is 300 plus million citizens, that we can still learn from one another. And we can still ask these questions of why do you do things so differently in Finland than you do here, and those other things. I try to communicate tomorrow. I also try to bring some hope. I see that there are many people here in Sitka and in the United States who are beginning to, you know, lose their hope with the education reforms coming one after another. And in many cases, people say that things are only getting worse. So I try to help people to understand that there is another way to reform your school system.
I looked at your website before I came, and two things stuck out at me. One was you mentioned that the United States and Finland not only have different educational systems, but perhaps even different mindsets about what an education means.
Sure. Yeah, I think we think very differently about education. I think in Finland we view children's education much more in a kind of a broader way. We speak about whole child approach, which means that we give the equal importance to arts and music and physical education than we give to math and science and reading. And here in America, I often see that I've seen schools here where they don't teach these things anymore, that kids don't have music, kids don't have physical education, because all the time is spent on, you know, training people to do math, science, and reading. So I think in this way we are very different. I think we're also very different in terms of, allowing children to play, you know, do informal things that they like to do. We start schooling at the age of 7, and the first 2 or 3 years in our school system is very much built on play and informal, kind of a friendly type of thing, whereas in the United States I see that the kids are beginning to do earlier and earlier these academic things are then tested and measured, and we are not doing those things at all. So there are many, many differences between our two school systems.
Who should come to your talk tomorrow? Who's it pitched at? Who's it aimed at?
Well, anybody who is interested in education, or anybody who is interested in internal education, anybody who is interested in being surprised and confused tomorrow, welcome, because what I'm going to say is something that people normally don't know and don't expect. But particularly teachers, those who are working in your public schools and the classrooms, who feel that they need to hear about alternative ways if they think that, you know, these things are not really working, or they would like to have something else. I'm sure that tomorrow we will have something, some ideas that will be helpful for people. And tomorrow will be conversation also. I want to learn from teachers and parents and educators here as well.